So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
Episode 82.
Episode 82 of the Bump and Run Boys podcast. This is Blake Ross.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
It's December, boys.
Yeah.
It's Christmas time. It's holiday season. It's blow a bag season.
I better hear some jingle bells chinging in the background.
Jingle bells. You guys ever been Christmas caroling before? Christmas
no.
caroling?
No.
I think I'd rather die. I think I would rather
die. Is that even a thing in our area?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they never knocked on my door.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had door knock. I don't know. Maybe once in my Mission Viejo.
But do you have to order them?
Maybe.
How do they?
I'm sure there's a service where you can order Christmas carolers.
That'd be a good prank for someone you don't like.
I'm not paying for that shit.
That would be really funny.
No. Fuck that. Walking around all night singing fucking Christmas songs?
Yeah, no, that's just not it. It's just not it for me, dog. Not at all.
In high school, the choir would go around on Valentine's Day. Do you remember that?
On Valentine's
Day? Doing a Valentine's Day grams
yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. People would pay, I think it paid.
Yeah, you had to pay like a dollar or something.
To
a dollar?
The choir class or whatever, and they would walk around and sing like, this one's for Sarah, and they would sing the, like a love song, you know?
That's so sweet. I would totally
pop
do that.
Pop your pussy like this.
Throw that ass in a circle. That's nowadays. That's everyone's jam.
This is performed by Sexy Red.
Bend that ass open.
God damn.
Pop that pussy for real. For a real, real.
For a real, real. Goodness.
You're leaving on a trip soon, right?
Sure am. Headed out to Merida, Mexico.
Ooh.
I am leaving on the 11th. I think it's like Wednesday to Sunday or
nice.
Something like that. So yeah, a little bit of a vacation, a little December vacation. You know, the thing about going to Mexico this year is the redeeming quality is that the weather's good, so it's not mm-hmm. cold. It's just like normal, sunny. Yeah, going for a wedding. Lots of dinners, cocktails, more dinners, more cocktails.
Hold the tail.
Yeah.
Are you golfing?
No, I'm not going to have time to golf. There's no way.
Is that booked? The whole Wednesday through Saturday?
Well,
Sunday?
Well, we get in Wednesday night, and so Wednesday night is just kind of chill. You get dinner, you go to bed, and then Thursday is it's like the welcome dinner. So I guess like Thursday I could have hypothetically sneak around in, but I know the problem with this place is it's not touristy Mexico. It's like remote Mexico.
Oh,
so it's like, to give you an example, like the only way to get a direct flight is to fly to Dallas first. So there's not even a direct flight from LAX. That tells you how remote it is. So it's not like a major city. So you fly to Dallas and then you go from Dallas to Merida. And then from the airport, I think it's like at least an hour.
Damn.
And
that's cartel country out there.
It's just in the middle of fucking, I mean, whatever. It's a nice area. It's just not touristy. So we're staying at this hotel. It's a boutique hotel. And so the entire hotel is booked for this wedding.
Mm.
So anyone that's staying there is going to be a part of my cousin Sean's wedding. And so, yeah, I mean, with that being said, I don't even know if they have golf courses and or if I could rent golf clubs. But no, realistically, I could do it on Thursday. But I already know something's going to come up or something, you know, somebody's going to want it. I'm going to have a lot of family in town, so probably not going to go golfing.
Why that city?
Is it Merida?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's next
seems
to
like a big city.
Near Cancun.
I mean, you fly into Merida, but I don't, it's like I said, it's an hour away from there.
It has
so.
A population of 921,000.
Like, is that okay. significant to them for any reason, or?
They just wanted to have a destination wedding.
Okay.
With the whole point being that, like, they didn't, my cousin, Sean, really didn't want to have, like, a big wedding. Mm. He wanted to have a smaller wedding, but his fiance is, like, the opposite. She wants, like, she would love a huge wedding.
Yeah.
She would love a big wedding.
Yeah.
So they kind of compromised. We're like, okay, well, like, let's just do a destination wedding. We'll invite our people, but, you know, hopefully we get some people that don't want to show up. But they had 150 people.
That's decent.
That's for a destination wedding. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people for a destination wedding. So
921,000.
Yeah.
There's probably a golf course somewhere nearby.
I mean, yeah, maybe. You think they'll have rental clubs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Left-handed rental clubs?
It's going to cost you extra.
Not the truth. Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, this time of year in Mexico is like the perfect time to golf, too. The perfect time to golf. All those Cabo courses. Oh, my God. It'd be so much fun.
Ooh, there's a good amount of golf courses.
Yeah.
Excuses are running low here, Chief. You might have to look into it. How many times are you in the Yucatan Peninsula for 4 days?
I don't know. Maybe.
Looks like there's a main road from the coast straight into town, and there's four golf courses all around it.
Damn. Maybe I'll try and recruit my aunt and uncle, go golfing one day. I don't know.
That'd be sick.
It would be cool. Maybe I'll have Mia be my cart helper. She can like fill my divots and give me the yardage, maybe like a caddy. Wouldn't that be fun?
She could go do, I don't know, it's a resort, no? Or is it just a hotel?
No, it's definitely got like a pool and some amenities, restaurants, stuff like that.
There you go.
You know, massages, all that good stuff.
Nice.
Did you guys take a look at your Spotify Wrapped?
Not yet.
I have not. No? I have not. This sounds like Pod Talk. We should all open them up at the same time. You've already opened it up?
I already looked at mine, yeah.
All right.
Is this through email or on like...
Just go on the app. Yes. Yeah.
All right. I'm opening it up right now.
Is it... I wonder where it even is. Is it just like...
Top or left?
Oh, your Wrapped is here. All right.
Hey, you're going to...
Gonna get copyright strike.
Oh.
Drake's been on a grind right now, freaking suing people.
Well, I muted it so we don't get copyrighted. Nah, fuck that.
God damn.
What did you mute?
He didn't mute jack shit.
I didn't mute nothing. You listened for 26,073 minutes this year.
You have to block this all out.
14%? Top 14? My biggest listening day was September 16th with 492 minutes.
How many songs do you listen to this year?
5 days after 9/11.
You played 665 songs this year.
I listened...
The Morgan Wallen song was my... Last night was my top song.
Gay. That's such a basic Nashville girl top song.
I listened to 39,471 minutes this year.
You got 13,000 more minutes on me, bruh. All right, I'll mute it.
Last night we sucked a big fat cock. Rob, go ahead.
Let's see. Waiting for it. Ooh, I'm in the top 8% of the listeners for most listened.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. All of my top songs are Morgan Wallen.
Listen to this. May 10th, I listened to 444 minutes.
Ugh. So that's funny. I have a day that topped your top day, but you have 13,000 more minutes on Spotify compared to me per the year.
What fuck happened May 10th?
Yeah, I know. I think the same thing. What the fuck happened in September?
You're down
for me.
Bad.
I guess so. Must have been drowning at work. I played 764 songs.
Okay. That's like 100 some odd more than me.
I only had 16,000 minutes.
You don't listen to music?
Ooh, there's the interesting stats about the podcast. I listened to 21,030 minutes of podcasts this year. Your top podcast topic was sports.
Yeah, that's us.
Yes, sir.
I can do the Raptor in our podcast, too.
The Bump and Run Boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, tell us highest listens were.
Shout out. Was it Pennsylvania? Reading Pennsylvania?
Something, I don't know.
Where are we getting low? Virginia?
My top song was Butterfly Effect.
Whoa, a 2018 Travis Scott song.
Oh, wow.
That was part of the 0.01%.
Damn.
I streamed it 80 times in January.
Damn.
What was your top artist?
I'm still going through it.
You know, you can just skip forward.
Okay, whatever.
I could read all the minutia later.
All right.
When our listeners aren't online.
Top artists go 21 Savage, Drake, Travis Scott, Metro Boomin, and Lil Baby.
Wow.
Top songs.
That is one lane right there. Uh-huh.
Butterfly Effect, Runnin', Fuck You Mean, Jimmy Cooks, and Can't Say.
Fuck You Mean. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, I have one genre I only listen to.
Yeah.
I don't listen to anything else. Unless it's like Maria's Car, then we're
Espanol.
Listening to Taylor Swift 24/7 and
really?
My ears are bleeding.
Fuck. Her tour is ending soon. It's going to net like $2 billion or something.
She on the same tour from last?
Christ. Yeah, I think so.
The Eras tour still?
Yeah.
Jesus, this has been going on for over a year.
I mean, why would you stop? I mean, did you hear that?
Sounds like a money printing
two
machine.
With a B. Billion.
Well, get us out.
With a B, brother. $1 billion.
People can't get enough.
Billion?
Can't get enough.
I bet she could sell more shows. She'd probably keep it going.
Dude, there's CEOs that don't make no $1 billion. They don't net no $1 billion. A billion?
Well, those CEOs ain't writing hits.
Jeez Louise, man.
Did you guys see her on tour?
Dude, I don't got that money.
I don't think I could afford it, man. Jeez Louise. I don't know who this derpy guy is, but why is he?
149 shows.
What derpy guy?
Oh, it ends in 4 days.
Oh, damn. That'll be one crazy-ass last concert.
Have you guys seen someone follows her private plane on Twitter, and like you can see how much it gets used. It's pretty interesting.
I don't like, what, does she have like 3 or 4?
Probably.
Like multiple private jets?
Probably. She probably rents them out. I think she's a pretty successful businesswoman. And or surrounds herself with people who are really smart at this kind of shit. I think she owns a tour bus company. Pretty crazy.
That's interesting to think about.
A lady of her caliber.
I'm surprised that, like, how many people I work with are huge fans of, like, pop artists. Like, tons of dudes are, like, huge.
Really?
Taylor Swift.
Really?
Billie Eilish.
Really?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Dude, what are they?
I'm like the odd man out.
I think I would listen to more pop music if I listen to the radio more often. Because of how music is now and everything is streamed, it's like, if you don't go out of your way to listen to it, you don't... when do you ever like come across these songs?
Spotify.
Like, yeah.
Go on Rap Caviar. So I'll see like the top hits of like rap.
Yeah.
But I don't listen to radio. Radio fucking sucks.
Well, like, I feel
it's
like
the same songs on repeat every hour.
So annoying. The only time I listen to radio is when I'm subjected to listening to the radio. Because if it's up to me, I'm not listening to it.
Yeah. Well, anytime I can get a duck away from advertisements, I'm going to do it. Yeah, Spotify and Netflix, now that I think about it, are probably the only two subscriptions I have where I don't even think about it. Like, I just pay it. Because think of, like, how many hours and minutes you've saved on not watching commercials because of those two applications in particular. I mean, obviously, Netflix has rolled out, like, a new tier of subscription where they have, like, ads in it, which is cheaper, but I think that when it first came out, I thought it was like legendary. I'm like, oh my god, there's like all this great content on here and there's no ads ever.
I fucking hate ads. But ads make so much money. It's like,
yeah,
everything eventually will convert to some sort of ad related model.
Yeah, it'll be a sad day when like, eventually, I feel like Netflix, eventually, like, once cable dies down and, like, all those big major news corporations die down and then you get all of your content by, like, Netflix, you bet your ass the ads are coming. They're coming heavy.
You know, people, it tends to, like, come back to media. It comes back to, like, the old school way of cable. Like, the whole renting, you know, Blockbuster started, and then people started shipping DVDs to their house, which became Blockbuster, and then, or sorry, Netflix, and then Netflix started posting content straight to their website. But eventually, like, it becomes all of a sudden now it's satellite cable. It's like YouTube TV or Hulu TV. It's like those companies that started out being different from traditional media just slowly move back to traditional media.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see a way.
Ads make too much money, man.
They really do. They really, really do.
So the, yeah. So eventually there will be a model of like tiers of like $0, you're going to get a shit ton of ads. $10, you're going to get less ads. And even then there will be like a 30 and you'll probably get less ads, but you're still probably going to get some ads. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the ads are just, it's too juicy. The potential.
Yeah. I can't stand ads.
I've noticed in our car, if you're listening to a podcast, it won't do the ads.
Really?
Yeah.
On Spotify?
Uh-huh.
Man, nice. I'll tell you what, I listen to Joe Rogan sometimes in the car, and I that is not the case for that particular.
Could you just skip through it?
You can. It's super glitchy in my car, though. Like, it's not, I don't know, sometimes I skip through it, and it's easy, and sometimes I try to skip through it, and it, like, stalls.
Do you want to know what our top listen to episode was?
Sure.
It was Where You At, Goose?
Where You At, Goose?
Why is that one the most listened to?
I don't know.
I think it's because you weren't on it.
I wasn't there.
It was when you were in Japan.
Damn.
Gotcha.
It says it was streamed 125% more than our average episode.
Okay. Damn, man. I got to stop hopping on.
Yeah, producer what?
Or maybe just people love geese, if
maybe.
You will.
Maybe. I think we need to give the people what they want, and I think they want to hear the story again.
Do they?
Go back and listen to episode.
They done heard the story.
Where you at, Goose?
What's our next must listen to?
No, it was just that all it said so far.
That's all it said? Fast forward, man.
I'm going.
Fast forward, man.
Fucking ads, man. I feel like we're getting targeted. Everywhere you look, you're getting an ad.
Oh, did you guys hear about the CEO that got shot today?
No.
Whoa.
I don't know why. I thought maybe you guys would have heard about this, but it's this guy was a CEO for United Health.
Oh, he's like killed.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And I saw, like, so that was breaking news today, right? And then later today, I saw the footage of him getting shot. It's ruthless.
To just like, was it like a robbery gone wrong or just like an assassination?
No, I mean, we're talking like, it was like
pull up on him, shoot and then run away.
After seeing this video, like, you can tell that this guy was like fucking targeted and they just like offed him.
It's like a damn hit. Like,
oh yeah,
rolled up on him
for sure,
dump the mag and then leave.
It is terrifying.
That's like some fucking cartel shit. Mexico,
seriously
shit.
Like, when you look at it, you're like, oh my god. So like, the CEO is just like walking on the sidewalk. There's like nobody around him, but
it's New York,
like,
City.
He's
right?
Like right in front of this hotel. Yeah, but it's like, exactly, it's New York, so there's people around. But this guy, black hoodie, just like whips out a pistol with a silencer, shoots him once in the back, and then just like he like kind of like falls over, and then he just like dumps the clip, and then just fucking like goes off and then the way like to an alley and just disappears. But wow. Like, he's just wearing a mask and a black hoodie, just totally like, what the fuck? Like, how? My question is, how are you ever gonna fucking find that guy? How are you ever gonna fucking find him? How do people ever find these people?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the cameras would be the first hint, but again, like, I remember reading somewhere that like 50% of murders like go cold or something like that. Like,
that's crazy.
That's a scary high statistic. If that's correct, I don't even remember, but
I don't understand, because like, aren't most, when you like, most guns, don't they go through a phase, like a testing phase where they shoot at least one bullet?
That's if they have the gun. Oh, you're saying like
why do they shoot that first bullet? and they give you the shell for it or the casing for it.
I haven't heard that.
I thought that would depend, like, to put your ballistics into like a database.
I mean, you could just collect your cartridges.
That's true too.
You could load the magazine using a glove.
But I mean, every barrel is different, isn't it? Like,
I mean, they're machined to pretty tight tolerances. I thought it was like, I don't think it's the barrel. That was like the firing pin makes an imprint on the primer, which is like a fingerprint, allegedly. Okay. I don't know if that like holds up in court, I'll be honest. That's like true. A lie detector doesn't fucking hold up in court, but yeah. They just use it to like
intimidate you. Isn't that crazy how like lie detectors don't really mean anything?
It's meant to like, if you don't want to do it, it means you're scared because you probably have something to hide. And if you do it, they just tell you you fail. Because detectives are allowed to lie to you. That's another thing. So
guess the whole government can lie to you.
Get a fucking lawyer is the first step.
Get a fucking lawyer.
Yeah, it's about 50% go...
That's crazy.
Unsolved.
Yeah.
I thought it was better than that. That doesn't seem very good.
When you see this video, you're like, oh yeah, this guy, he's never... Like, you can tell he's never going to get caught. There's no way. Like... Just you could it's like a guy like that, you can just tell like he probably took every precaution. Like
it's probably professional.
Yeah,
probably. If he's showing up, like the question is, so you try and find as many cameras around, right, to try and see like how he got there and work backwards. You know, did he hop out of a car with a license plate that we can find? Was that car to register to anybody? And if not, if it was stolen, like you're even more fucked because you can't trace that car back to anybody. Just interesting. I wonder why him. What did he owe people money? Was it like he was in the way of something?
Well, okay, so this is where it gets juicy. So the only reason why I know this is because I watch a lot more CNBC these days, and I follow like the investment community.
Did you know Jack Welch started that?
Jack Welch,
the CEO of G&E,
who
pioneered. Sorry, I just learned this today. CNBC, Consumer News and Business or whatever,
yeah,
is like started by Jack Welch, who was the CEO of GE.
GE.
Yeah.
General Electric.
Yeah. Who revolutionized like the CEO position.
Yeah, no, he was
like
huge.
Literally before then, it was like, it wasn't so black and white as far as like CEO, your number one job is creating shareholder wealth. It changed after him because he was
really
so revolutionary at like, and of course, if you're a board or a shareholder, you're like, this guy's the fucking best.
Yeah.
Short to medium term gains are like unbelievable. So yeah, anyways, but
I
think
no
he
idea.
Started CNBC, if I'm not mistaken.
That's really cool.
So interesting.
Yeah. I did not know that. That is very, very interesting.
Go ahead.
But anyways, so the reason why this is interesting is because he wasn't just like going to work. Like they were actually hosting, like that company was hosting an investors conference to like go over their, because what they were discussing and what they were, that CEO was trying to do is he was trying to merge with like another company. So it's like somebody really didn't want this guy's opinion or like his influence on this business deal. But anyways, like, so like they had to have another representative from the company come up and like cancel this like conference because it's like the CEO literally got fucking offed that day. So they're like, yeah, you just like hear this audio recording. This like interim CEO is like, yeah, I'm sure some of you guys have heard we're having a internal dilemma right now, and we're actually gonna have to cancel this. Like, we literally can't even talk about it. Could you imagine the CEO just gets offed? What the heck is that about?
In a first world country, that's really hard to like fathom.
Yeah,
for sure.
Straight out of a movie.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
How many hours do you think a CEO puts in every week?
80. 100. Seems like a really stressful job. Looks like, no, he didn't directly found it, but some guy he knew helped found it or something. Conspiracy. I wanted to bring you guys.
Go ahead.
Okay, so let's say, this is a would you rather. If there was a button right now, okay? You don't have to press it, but you can roll your luck. Okay. There's a 10% chance that you get $100 million.
Okay, what's other 90?
I'm interested.
Yeah, the other 90 is you suck a fat cock in 8K.
In 8K, and it's recorded for the internet to see and everything?
Yeah. It's out on Instagram today.
Can I monetize this video when it goes viral?
Yeah, I'll say it's yours. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, you ain't making 100 mil.
No. No, you're not. A 10% chance? Okay, now I got another question for you. Can I keep pushing the button?
Yeah. I mean, statistically, you press it 10 times.
I mean, that's what I'm
you
saying.
You suck 9 dicks and you're 100 millionaire.
Dude, like, I don't know.
Good point. I didn't think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm spamming that button, bro. I'm fucking spamming that
button. We forgot to put the $1 million button option in that. Sorry.
That's funny.
If it's just a one dice roll, I think the answer is no. But if I can keep pushing that button, I mean, that's a guarantee.
Another dick, I gotta say.
You're like, oh, what do you do for a living? I just roll the, or press a button. I just the dick sucking button. Dick sucking 100 mil button. You ever heard of it? Okay, conspiracy. I don't remember if we talked about this, but do you believe we landed on the moon? Did we talk about this directly?
We sure did.
We did?
Well, actually, I don't know.
I don't think we've actually spoken about it.
I don't have it written down as like...
Do I think we've actually landed on the moon?
Let's back it up. Do you believe that the 1969 moon landing was real?
It's for me, it's hard to say now. Like, maybe like, I don't know, 15 years ago, I could say yes. But then now you have all these movies and people saying it's not real. Like, all this shit's coming out now, which makes me believe, like, the truth's out there somehow that it didn't happen. And it's, like, getting leaked.
Think so?
So
you don't believe they landed on the moon in 1969?
I don't know.
Because the whole thing where the space race was, like, a flex mm-hmm. against Russia to yeah. try and show that, like, we're more technologically advanced.
Right.
Fear us because we are better and faster and more capable.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I haven't done enough research, but my gut instinct tells me that we probably didn't land on the moon. My gut instinct. That's what my gut instinct tells me.
In 1969.
Specifically, yeah.
I want to say we did. The patriot in me is like, we fucking did it.
You would like to.
Of course, I want to believe it.
But then there's that part of you that's like, we faked it just to say, fuck you, we did it first. Yeah.
That would be the incentive.
We're like, the best of the best.
We beat you to the fucking moon.
Yeah.
We're a better country than you.
Eventually, we made it there.
Probably.
But obviously not right away.
Like, I believe the International Space Station exists.
Oh, yeah.
But in 1969, with like a couple calculators and some paper, did we land on the...
Fuck no.
Hard to believe.
It's, yeah, I mean...
Hard to believe that we didn't lose, like, 100 people first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, going out, didn't make it past the atmosphere, boom, explode. Next time, go a little further, boom.
We can't even figure out a submarine without it exploding.
That was private industry.
But still.
And it imploded.
Whatever.
Because of an Xbox controller.
The only thing I would say about that is that the engineers, like, in terms of, like, when it comes to, like, aircraft and rocketry, they tend to be, like, extremely precise with their calculations.
Oh, like,
yeah, because, like, think of, like, Boeing. A little bit different, but...
They're in aerospace.
No, I know, okay, but... Ahead. Anyways, because, like, when you think of, like, air travel, right? Like, an airplane, like, a commercial airplane crashing or, like, something catastrophic happening with, like, an aircraft is very, very, very rare.
It's minute.
It's super, super rare.
If you do, and, like, distance traveled versus fatalities.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cars, bicycles.
Exactly.
Motorcycles.
That was my point.
Are, like, 100 times more likely to kill you.
Yeah. So, and I would imagine with aerospace, it's probably, like, 100x in terms of, like, the exact calculations of, you know, figuring out how far they need to go and the atmospheric pull, like gravity pull, and like they, like, I'm sure it's calculated to a fucking T, like what time they go. I'm sure it's very, very calculated. So,
but the calculator they used back then was a 1969 computer, is my point.
Sure.
Is they used they had computers, proto computers or whatever, and they used mathematicians to like verify.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to like, both are moving, right? The moon and.
Yeah, how do you know how far it was? How do you know how much fuel you're going to need to get there and back?
Calculations. And again, they didn't have the simulations that we have today of like, now you know, you put in a bunch of inputs and you run sims like over and over because it's free 99 basically.
Yeah.
Of like, if we leave it this trajectory, like, how long will it take us to get there? How much fuel do we expect to use? And we need to have more fuel than we believe we're going to need just in case.
So, what about weight reduction?
The fuel has weight.
Yeah.
And then not only that, they got back to Earth and lived. But and not like just crash into the fucking.
So let's say we did fake it.
Isn't that crazy?
Let's say we did fake it.
Okay.
The astronauts have been living a lie their whole lives.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, like, yeah.
You mean the actors?
Yeah, collecting, I was about to say the actors.
Bag.
I don't think they got, maybe to do.
Hush money? Come on. You trying to tell me? If that was you, you would have been like, dude, we didn't do jack shit. But Cranker Hog, on set.
Remember that guy that got shot? The United Healthcare? That's what the U.S. government's going to do to you.
Yeah.
We didn't go to the moon. Boom.
Seriously.
See you fucking later. You're going to get JFK'd, magic bullet. You're done. Fucking.
Yeah.
You're going to try and hold a blackmail the U.S. government? Like Edward Snowden did? Dude's living in Russia now.
Yeah. I don't know. It is so interesting to think about. Like think of how hard and like Elon Musk and his team at SpaceX have been working to build like reusable rockets and like trying to go to different like planets and shit like that. And it's like, these are like the smartest contemporary people today. And it's, they still like really haven't solved the problem. They're still just like incrementally getting closer and closer and closer. And you're like, damn, 1969. Like, did we really do that? I don't know.
I want to believe we did.
Yeah.
Because again, it did unite like Americans of like, holy shit, we did it.
Well, that's
capitalism fucking rips. Yeah. America.
Fuck.
Beers, trucks,
America,
tits. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
America.
Fuck those Russians.
But I mean, like, I don't know. That shit's. The times have changed. We didn't have a lot of this stuff back then.
I mean, did they even have GPS in 69?
No. Was that a military? I think the government developed that in like the 80s or something.
Yeah.
Global positioning, because you have to launch a bunch of satellites,
right,
and synchronize them.
Mm-hmm.
That was originally a hidden military thing.
Right.
And then it got released.
Do you remember when your car, like cars first started having GPS?
I remember TomToms, yeah.
MapQuest, you know, third party unit you had in your car.
Yeah. My dad got a Lexus and it had like a fucking nav system in it. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah.
It's like the clunkiest system. It was so fucking slow. It was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays it's ass.
But it was still like so cool because you could like see streets and you're like, oh my God, like I have this map that I can use. Never get lost.
I remember MapQuest.
Remember printing out your directions before you leave?
I absolutely did that.
You felt like the rally car driver.
Yeah. L3 in 400 meters. R1. Yeah, that's funny. God forbid you get lost on one of those, though. Oh. It'll be like, turn left on Maple. And you're like, okay, that was not Maple. Not Maple. How fucking far?
We passed.
Well, I remember printing out like directions on MapQuest and like looking at my odometer like for every like 2 miles.
Okay. To see like turn left in 2 miles.
Yeah.
Because
when you get a street where you're like, or you're on a certain freeway and you're like, oh, in 6 miles. So I look at my odometer like, okay, I have 42 miles, like at 40, like around 47. I'm going to take a look.
I would definitely forget.
I mean, for me, I know it's just an example, but for me, it's not so much, you know, like the five. Like I get to the five, but if you put me in an address in like Anaheim, the part where I get off the freeway, that's where I'm going to really need the directions, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because right now I'll like look on my phone, see what's around it, and like remember the streets kind of, and then just like put it in my car and go. But
I feel like I map like everywhere I go now. Do you guys map everywhere you go? Like, do you put in directions when you go to work?
I do because I want to know traffic.
Exactly.
That's the main thing.
Exactly what I do.
It's because the
like I want to know if there's a if there's a major accident and I can detour and save 6 minutes. I'm doing it every time.
And I want to know ASAP. So
our car will do it automatically.
Yeah, you just have to put in the direction first, though.
Dude, it actually, it saved my ass one time. Actually, you know where it saved me was fucking on the way. Do you remember when we took the wine trip?
Mm-hmm.
On the way back, there was like a major accident on one of the freeways, and I took a side street. I saved, I think it was like over 30 minutes I saved, like an absurd amount of time. And I'm on this side street, and then I'm like, I don't really see anything yet. But then all of a sudden, I see a wall of cars, like a wall. And I was like, oh my God, like they are not moving.
I did one time leaving work. It's the only time I had, but like the 5 South was like shut down. At Pendleton.
Oh.
So I had to go up, you know, the 91 to the 15.
Damn.
But if I didn't look, I would have been fucked.
Yeah.
I would have fucked myself. So yeah, I do check usually. Again, unless it's like right down the street, I'm probably not going to check. But yeah, if I'm getting on the freeway for any serious amount of time, I'm going to double check, make sure I'm not going to get screwed.
Facts.
Well, I checked coming here. I'll check coming here only because my car will take me like the side streets. If, yeah, like, traffic's too much.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll go to Mars in our lifetime?
In our lifetime is the key question.
I
want to
believe that.
I feel like we already have.
You think so?
Isn't there a Mars rover?
We sent rovers, yeah. I mean, humans will touch ground on Mars.
I'm sure we will.
In our lifetime.
Yeah.
So in the next 50 years. Usually technology accelerates, so there's a chance.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll go to Mars in your lifetime? Probably not.
I am moving to Mars.
Yeah. Hard to say. But I don't know. In 40 to 50 years. See, being on a different planet doesn't excite me, but I'll tell you what does excite me is how effective like computers and like tasks that we'll be able to automate. Like that kind of excites me. Like think of or just like robotics being developed enough to like think of like TV. Do you remember when plasma TVs came out and plasma TVs were like $3,000 or $4,000? Like we would never pay $3,000 or $4,000 for a TV. Now that sounds outrageous because these TVs now it's like you pay like $500, $1,000, you can get a great TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I think the same thing will happen with like personal robotics. Like you'll be able to afford like the first like personal robots that'll come out that'll like think of a robot that'll just fucking clean your house for you or like run errands for you or like or you have a self-driving car that can just go to the store and pick up goods for you. Like I think that is much more achievable in our lifetime and we'll probably experience some sort of level of automation that we probably didn't anticipate, and that kind of excites me. It really does.
We have things definitely heading in that direction. Yeah. But like it wouldn't be you own a personal shopper, but Uber Eats owns personal shopping robots at each Ralph's.
Yeah.
And that thing is able to like do the shopping and then deliver itself here,
yeah,
to give to you. But
I think Tesla's working on the robots right now.
Yeah. No, they've definitely like developed some robots, but I mean, yeah, I mean, just think of like think because yeah, Elon Musk had this plan, or like I saw him like posting some stuff about it, where like essentially like if everybody doesn't have to own a car and you can just like taxi everywhere and it's all automated, like there's no need for parking spots, like these, yeah, gigantic parking like
where would you areas put the cars when they're not in use though?
Underground.
Why don't we do that now?
I mean,
just saying the cars would have to exist. We could need less for sure. But yeah, the ratio that it's currently at, especially in California, of like 50% of your square footage needs to be allocated to parking.
Yeah.
That we could definitely reduce.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you have more parks. You have more things that like actually humans could utilize. And
yeah,
and that's really exciting. Like a more fulfilling life, like less commuting, like less bullshit. And yeah, I mean, I think that really excites me.
It's going to be like iRobot.
Yeah. I think it would be sick. I mean, think like, I don't know. I think that, like I said, the first robots that come out, like, yeah, like a personal robot, it might cost like $100,000, but then eventually, like, with enough mass production and stuff, all of a sudden you can have like a personal robot for like $10,000-$15,000. All of a sudden it's like, whoa. Like, never have to clean ever again. Like,
I love where you're going. I did want to stick to space just because that's where we started.
Okay. I got sidetracked.
I do love all the other stuff. Just the question was, And even to try and apply that of like the economies of scale and like trickle down technology and stuff, like, do you believe that eventually there will be like commutes to Mars? Meaning like, so first we send rovers, we send robots there first and they're RC controlled and they send back information. And then eventually we send, you know, two guys, and then eventually we send more people. Like, do you think eventually there will be like, if and why would there be like a commuting system between the two?
I definitely think that it's, we will at the very least probably experience some route to where we can get to Mars and stuff like that. I think that that's realistic. I don't think that there'll be like communities or like a population or anything like that. It'll be a lot of just the ability to go there and back and just like building some sort of infrastructure while they're over there in our lifetime.
Like to visit, like as in like,
just, I would imagine just to get resources and stuff out there, whether it's like seeds to grow plants or just like creating an ecosystem that is sustainable for human life.
It would probably start by bringing shit over there.
Yeah.
Right. Like you said, like, I know they have proof that there was water there at one point in time during history. So
yeah, that's crazy.
The question
about
is, how could you, I don't know if the temperature, I think the temperature is not very good. Is there soil that's fertile? Because you have to have a way to feed and sustain,
grow food. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, the Martian, he tries to do it. I just like the idea of space travel, but yeah, definitely in the future, like, I definitely see robot, obviously automation, things to make our lives easier.
I feel like the time to get your spaceships to those planets take too long.
To get them, how do you mean?
I don't know how long it takes to get to Mars. I have no idea.
Depends on your rate of speed, so I don't know.
But like with contemporary technology, I'm sure they've calculated this. Like,
yeah,
I would, that's curious. I wonder if it's like weeks, months, like,
or months.
I'm not trying to be on a spaceship for that long,
but in the future it'll get faster is the whole point, or you'll be able to teleport, which would be pretty cool.
Teleporting.
My arm got left behind.
My dick fell off.
My balls.
About 9 months.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's a long time.
6 to 9 months.
If you have a baby on a spaceship, what citizenship does it have?
It's a Martian.
Mm-hmm.
With near future technologies, we should be able to fly in 90 days.
Interesting.
Think about like if you move backwards through like people going from Europe to the United States, didn't that take like weeks on a boat?
Yeah.
Fucking kill me. In the 1800s, sitting on a boat for weeks at a time.
Well, like, you know, you're just getting absolutely ass blasted anytime there's a storm or anything like that, like bad weather. Oh my God. Yeah. You're probably so fucked.
Scary.
You're probably on a mattress that's worse than the fucking Holiday Inn we stayed at fucking St. George, James.
No mattresses.
No one
there.
Has it that bad.
It's
Auschwitz. That was a new world. I always think about like Columbus, like they never went that way. And they're just like, let's fucking see what's out there. That's so crazy to me.
I mean, somebody with enough balls, it's like if you know how to fish and you can like get, like if you have canned goods and you can fish, like you can get some sort, and you're just like, fuck it, like, let's go. Mm-hmm.
But they didn't know what was out there is the point.
Yeah.
They had no idea. They thought they could get to India. They didn't.
All right.
Indians.
America.
A question for you guys.
Yeah.
How many Amazon packages get returned each day?
I think it's, I would, every day, I mean,
tens of thousands.
I was about, it's either tens of thousands or it's like, or it hits, damn, every day.
Do you have delivery numbers?
No, I feel
like I didn't get the delivery numbers.
I'm just curious how many get delivered and how many get returned.
I can check the delivery.
Like on average. I mean, drones are delivering shit now.
I mean,
not to me. They're doing it.
I would say, dude, I actually think it might be like,
I'm saying 50,000.
I was about to say, I think I might even go like 80,000.
God damn. According to Google,
we overshoot it.
It says it's 3,500 get returned each day.
That's it?
That's it?
That does not seem like a lot.
Yeah. Wow.
You ever been to inside a Kohl's? It's like 50 people in every
touch. Dude.
How many deliveries
it's
a
like
day?
When you walk in, they already know. It's like, they ain't shopping. It's like, oh, Amazon returns over
returns.
There.
Returns.
Returns over there. Returns over there. Ain't nobody shopping in
I
that
think
store.
They should have a blue line on the ground that has it says Amazon, so you know exactly where to walk.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Imagine having a store that big, and now your business model is being the customer service support for a fucking bigger company than you.
1.6 million packages per day.
So it's only 5%.
That's
what it was.
That's actually an alarmingly low rate.
I think it's only
rate.
Like 5% get returned.
Man, I thought I didn't like to return shit. I guess everyone, a
or
lot of people
a certain
feel
percentage
the same
get
way.
Returned.
So if we did 1.6 million... You said what percentage?
Hold
five?
On. Hold on.
That's 80,000. 5% of 1.6 million.
Sorry, hold on. So this says... So NBC... So CNBC...
Hey.
In 2022 said nearly... I guess that's... Hold on. Yeah, 5%.
5%.
That's what.
So wouldn't
that's
that be 80,000?
That's just what AI is giving me.
Wouldn't that be 80,000 a day?
That's just what AI is giving me. Amazon's average return rate is around 5%.
80,000. What a behemoth that fucking company is, and it's
so big.
Scary.
It's so big.
I go on there every day.
Do you really?
Yeah. Browse.
Yeah.
I don't always need something, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really browse Amazon, but like I'll tell you what, like if I need something, it's one of the first places I check. If I need something, and especially something I know I don't feel like searching for in a store. A great example is like to get fucking like stuff to like hang this, I was like, I'm not going to fucking Home Depot or some shit like that. I'm literally just going to type in Amazon wall hang decor or something, wall hang something. And I'm like, oh, here's this for $8. Like, and it's going to get here in 2 days. Oh, it was like the easiest task of my life. Like, so easy.
When you have like that couple of days ahead of when you want to do something, it's definitely the best. Like, yeah. If you need something today, that's a different story, right? But like when it comes to like, oh, I'd like to do that this week. And I need this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy it now.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah, I think two-day shipping is... Yeah. I mean, if we... Isn't it crazy to think of that just as... There's more households have Amazon Prime than they do a dog.
Wow.
Hey, some of that stuff comes same day. I'm all about it.
I mean, if you spend
25 bucks, it's like a lot of stuff is same day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's also because a lot of people have like warehouses... They have like a bunch of that product there already and then just like ship it out.
They do
quick.
That even based on your shopping history.
Yeah.
They'll look at stuff that you have been thinking about buying based on your browsing history and they ship some of that stuff locally.
Really?
They ship it to your local warehouse. Like let's say there's one in Irvine or Santa Ana or something. That way you'll see it on your phone and it'll say, get delivered in 2 hours. And then that'll Crazy. Incentivize you to buy that because you're like, fuck, I gotta have
which
it.
Which is true.
Isn't that
you,
true?
Sometimes you see it, you're like, I can't wait a day or 2 days for this.
But what about in 3 hours?
And then a day or two later, it's like, you get it right now. It's yeah. Like, well, fuck yeah, I'm gonna do it right now.
So all their algorithms based on your searches and views and stuff.
I wonder like the vendors on that like sell stuff on Amazon, I wonder what the fee is for selling on Amazon or how that works.
I think Amazon just takes a percentage of, it's a percentage, but I know that like, so for example, Amazon doesn't sell a lot of this stuff, right? They're like a marketplace where like, if I had a product, the best way to get it fulfilled is FBA, fulfilled by Amazon. So I send all of my product to an Amazon warehouse and then they package it and ship it upon like request of the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than me putting it in a box and shipping it out direct to the customer,
yeah,
I just ship all my shit over there, and then they take a larger percentage because they're storing it packing it, shipping it, delivering it.
Yeah.
But they take care of the most annoying part, which is that.
Yeah, I mean, just a... Isn't it... And it's... I think the other thing that I think is absolutely amazing about Amazon is that they generate, like, way more revenue with their web servicing.
Oh, AWS makes up, like, a huge amount of their revenue.
It's, like... Like, the retail logistics side of it is, like, not even their main business, which is absurd to think about. Mm. Absurd.
Yeah, AWS makes up a huge percentage. Yeah, I remember hearing somewhere that Tesla, they make most of their money on tax credits, selling them to other auto manufacturers.
Oh,
like,
really?
If we're talking, like, the route from revenue to, like, net income,
yeah,
that channel... The most effective way, the highest percentage of margin or whatever, comes from the U.S. government grants them tax credits because they're not polluting. Their way of manufacturing doesn't pollute. But when Ford makes the Raptor, that causes a lot of pollution to produce it and sell it.
Mm.
So, like, each manufacturer gets X amount of credits to use per year. And once they start going over that, they have to pay more money. So Tesla's like, well, we'll just sell you our units.
Yeah.
So that you can keep producing. So that's where they make a lot of money.
Isn't that crazy?
Big brain.
That's smart.
So that they're like subsidizing their own sales of vehicles, just like Amazon is subsidizing their own retail and delivery sales via AWS. Isn't that crazy? They're allowed to offer, because this branch makes so much more money profit-wise, they can make this cheaper because they're still going to make their nut over here.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking nuts?
Absurd.
They're not the only companies doing that kind of stuff, but it's just crazy to think.
Dude, 15 years ago, I never thought Tesla would be like where it is now.
Yeah, a meme.
A meme. I think the thing that people...
I gotta pee real quick.
Yeah, okay. I think the thing that people struggle to realize with... and because like I remember my dad telling me from like years and years ago, because my dad is like into stocks as well, and this was... This is like 2018 or something like that. But, and this is like Tesla's like blowing up, and he was like fascinated. He's like, can you believe that Tesla by market cap is worth more than Ford, VW, Mercedes, all of them combined? And he was like, I just don't get it. Like, why is this company like, because the argument was that it's overvalued. But
yeah,
it's become very, very clear that they're probably like perfectly valued. Like all of these other large auto manufacturers, they're stuck in an old way. They haven't innovated enough. And the thought of like having like a rechargeable car and not like having to deal with maintenance really is, it's like a huge bonus.
But it's just crazy. Like seeing like 15 years ago, you see the Tesla Roadster, like the old school one, and you're like, oh, what is that? Oh, never heard of it, whatever. Yeah. It's like one of those no-name cars kind of thing.
You just think of it as a company that's going to go bankrupt soon, like a Fisker.
And then you see the Fisker. Like, they pushed out so hard, like advertising, like everything, and then it went downhill.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, now it's kind of slowly coming back, but they're not coming back as Fisker anymore. They'll just come back as like Karma or like whatever.
Yeah. It's going to be a totally different era that we're going to be living in. I mean, with like by the time that like we're middle aged, like it's just going to be totally different.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, I think combustion engines will probably be like a minority of the market for sure.
I mean, I saw a commercial for an electric Dodge Charger and I was like, seriously?
Damn. Not the cars that actually have like nice acoustics to them, you know?
Like, I feel like you can't do that to like the American muscle, like
due to the Mach-E.
I mean, the Mach-E
capitalize on the Mustang name,
but the Mach-E is different. That's like its own. That's like an SUV now.
They took the name Mustang though.
Yeah, it's still. All right.
Gold gun count, hit it,
dude. I'm at
you grinding.
I'm at 11 right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm impressed. You've been grinding, huh?
I've been playing a little bit.
Dude,
I'll tell you what. In December, bro, I've been, dude, my work is so slow right now. I've been like, bro, I'm like, dude, I'm
gold gun
logging
count
in for a few. Because I have the list, so I'm gonna.
I'm on diamond mode right now.
Yeah,
I'm on the diamond grind.
You're on the diamond grind. You got 33 gold guns, or you just no, diamond grind?
I'm just doing some diamonds.
Okay. I got 22 gold.
Damn.
And half of those, or about 10 of those, are diamond.
Yeah.
Damn.
I have all ARs and all except one SMG diamond.
Oh. Really?
Mm-hmm. Just need the compact diamond.
Oh, SMGs. Okay, I thought you meant LMGs.
No, LMGs, I still need the last one, gold. Yeah. I don't even have that shit gold. Mm. Shit's ass.
LMGs, I'm going to get diamond by this weekend.
Damn.
I need that double XP.
So I have...
pop some tokens.
I have four assault rifles. The XM4, the AMIs, the AK, the Model L. For SMGs, I have four. The SOG, C9, the Tonto, the PP19. For snipers, I have the Frostline. Shotguns, I got both. And I haven't done any of the marksmans or any of the LMGs. I'm working on them, and like they have like whatever, like 25 to 50 headshots.
Most you are of them. Sleeping on the XMG.
I'm working on the XMG. I think XMG, I have like 40 headshots or something like that.
That's the best LMG.
That was our fastest gold gun.
Yeah, probably.
The last LMG... took cheeks. Me forever. Dude,
the one I'm not looking forward to is the fucking SVD sniper rifle.
Like, it sucks.
I'm working on that. Like, I'm working cheeks. On that, and it fucking sucks.
I don't like how it's like the scope. That, like, if it just had a sniper scope, it would go by so fast.
You
but
can put that on it.
Maybe I just don't have it level up enough. Yeah, maybe because that's what I got to do. Because when you have like the sniper scope, you can get headshots so easy. But like,
do with you that, have that skin? The black and purple?
I think I do.
That one is just a regular like ACOG. It's not an actual scope.
Yeah.
I would put the 4X is decent. Kind of like an ACOG.
I see. Like a 4X.
Because like the first and the last sniper rifle rip. They're great. But yeah, the SVD.
Yeah, but we've seen a lot of people using like a red dot of some sort.
That's what I was using last night.
And they just use it as like a normal rifle.
I see.
I was using it like a damn Sarkov. Yeah, basically.
Shit's so annoying.
It ain't it.
But yeah, I'm super close. For the goblin, I'm like super close to unlocking the specialty skin, so I'll get that one gold pretty soon. So it's like almost 12.
Nice.
Still haven't used my second permanent unlock yet. I'm level like 50.
Yeah, I saved. There was definitely a prestige where I prestige super quick, and I already had it everything. Yeah. So I had the next prestige. I used two unlocks.
Damn.
On a double XP weekend, you can fucking fly through the prestige. By the way. SMG sidearm is released now.
Yeah, I saw
it. You got it?
No, I don't think I have it, but I saw people using it. It's kind of...
It's a Tonto.
I was about to say, it's kind of like the Tonto.
Steroids?
I like it.
It doesn't hit it nearly as hard as a Tonto.
Dude, I was using... It was hitting hard for me.
What do you... Is it like a... You just have to play a lot to get it?
No, you can get it. It was part of like...
The 50 billion kills?
So the whole community and all got 50 billion kills to unlock that gun.
Oh, shit. 50 billion?
Yeah.
Hard to comprehend that for sure, huh?
50 billion.
And I'm like at least 49 billion.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck. Oh, maybe deaths.
Yeah, maybe deaths, bro.
KD check? Should we hit a KD check?
Sure, dude. When we get on.
Yeah, when I got we get you. On. Yeah. Yeah, no, I feel like I've... recently, I don't know, I noticed that I've been hitting more headshots, and I'm getting through. I got through a couple of the guns that I didn't like as much, and now I got to work on like some better guns. I think the ARs are kind of easy. Like, you just got to get in lobbies and like keep playing. Mm-hmm. You'll get them pretty quick. But yeah, I mean, I think really it's just the ones that I'm like really not looking forward to is the SVD. But honestly, other than that, I mean, I think with like the LMGs, like once you get enough attachments and you can aim down faster, I think you're totally fine.
You're seeing the bigger mag.
If you slow down with LMGs, because I know if you're sprinting around, the time to get it up is really hard.
Yeah.
So if you're playing a little slower and a little smarter, playing like longer distances, it's really not bad.
I mean, there's times where we're playing and I'm like, I'm playing too fast for this gun. Like, I need to slow it down, pull it back, slow it down.
And you'll be
like,
more successful. Okay. Though,
so my other question to you guys was, because you guys clearly have like north of 20 gold guns. James, how many golds do you have?
I don't know.
You don't know how many gold guns?
I don't have, like, of the primaries, I don't have two of them gold.
Oh, wow. So you basically have like at least 19, I think.
It's the last LMG, the two sniper rifles. I don't have them.
Yeah, I need...
Because you're diamond grinding, essentially.
I need all...
You unlock those really late, so I'm not getting a lot of time.
I need all the SMGs, marksman rifles, and the last two snipers.
I got all the marksmans, all the SMGs.
You have all the marksmans?
There's four of them.
Damn, I mean, how many?
Not bad.
How many knives you got gold?
Zero.
Yeah.
I actually started working on the knife a little bit. I think I have like 40 kills with her or something like that, or maybe 50.
Hey, almost there.
Yeah.
Are you the smoke grenade guy now?
No. I didn't put the smoke grenade on it, but I put like the right perks and stuff like that. It took me forever to figure out how to even pull out the knife.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck do I have to do? And I had to look up a TikTok to find it.
What were we going to say before that?
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't know, because I feel like I just want to get everything gold first. But what are, like, is it 33 guns until you can do dark matter or something like that?
33 diamond before you can do dark spine. And then once you get all those, then you can move on to dark matter. It's fucking sucks. Yes.
But like, what are all of the, how many sidearms and shit are there that you have to get gold? Because, dude, the pistol headshots, that's got to be brutal.
Four pistols?
Okay, but what are, there's got to be other weapons though. Like,
Two launchers.
You have to get the launchers?
That's part of the 33.
What's the dark matter launcher challenge?
But wait, hold on though. But the launcher.
Shove it up your ass. Like,
real quick though, the launcher is not a headshot thing though, right? It's just kills. Okay, so that's fine. Until the pistol headshots, that'd be annoying though.
It's kills until you get to gold and you have to take out kill streaks or vehicles.
He was saying pistols. He moved over to pistols.
Oh, pistols?
But is it pistols headshots?
Pistols headshots.
Pistols are headshots. That's what I'm saying. I know. Yeah.
I'm struggling.
But launchers are just taking down UAVs just kills. And stuff? Okay. But how to get dark matter with a launcher?
I think it's 5 kills without dying. Or 5 kill streaks. I have to reread it.
Taking
it
5 kill streaks without dying?
Something like that. I don't know. I got to reread the thing.
There's no way it's 5 kill streaks without dying. I think it's going to be kills. It's going to be 5 kills without
kills.
Dying.
I'm pretty sure it's kill
streaks. It seems too simple to get dark matter.
Five kills without dying?
Yeah, but then you don't...
With the launcher we're talking about.
Then you have the non-lock-on, and you can't lock on to jack shit, and now you're just aiming...
Just be like me, don't take shit down. It's fucking gay.
Yeah. But that's interesting that you've already started the diamond grind.
It just happened.
It's fast.
And more of... diamond's not that
hard. Is diamond three kills?
3 kills without dying.
Is that 10 times?
10 times, yeah.
Okay.
It's really not hard.
Because you get gold.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
When we played Friday, all of us together, that's all I did. Every single game.
Yeah, 100 headshots is the grind.
That's
the grind.
Yeah.
That's the big chunk. The rest of it is like little challenges.
Yeah, just it's fun.
Do you guys... The only thing I was going to mention, and I don't know if you guys do this for the pistols specifically, I think that you have to play hardcore.
I think so.
Yes, that's the way to do it.
I think that's the only way to, I mean, because,
But you can't play stakeout like that hardcore.
You can.
Well, it's going to be a pain in the ass. I played my first ever hardcore game on stakeout.
It's chaos.
And it's actually so annoying because all people do is camp corners.
And they pre-fire.
And then all it takes is one asshole that has FMJ, and you're just like,
team kill. What?
It's not even the team killing. It's the fucking getting just one guy just randomly spraying through a wall and just fucking touches your toes and you're dead.
Yeah,
I don't even know if I'll go after pistols or launchers. I don't really care that much.
I'm cool just having diamond.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'll just get all the primaries diamond. We'll see what happens after that. Because otherwise, I don't.
Really?
I need dark matter? I don't think I really
fuck
need
that. Fuck yeah.
It's just, am I willing to grind through all those pistols for that? I don't think so.
It's just crazy how the streamers have that. And I'm like, dude, that's... You definitely hired, like, all your... And like,
well, don't they play Nicaraguan lobbies or whatever?
Yeah, that's what it is. Zimbabwe lobbies. Yeah. You play, like, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah. And then you guys are what, 5th prestige now? Or
6th?
Jesus Christ.
We're like level 50, prestige 6 or so.
Both of you guys?
I'm right behind them.
Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah. How am I so far behind? I don't understand.
Do you do all your daily challenges?
You work from home.
Yeah, you have no excuse.
What the fuck?
You do all your daily challenges?
Bro. Man, you guys have been
fucking better doing daily challenges.
When I first started playing with you guys, you were all the thing that I find so interesting is that I feel like I'm playing a lot already. And when you guys started playing, you guys were both prestige 2.
When we started playing with you?
Yeah, you guys were the Joker symbol.
Okay.
Yeah, where the fuck you at?
And I was like, what, I just started, so obviously I had 0 prestige, but you guys are 4 prestiges ahead of me.
Yeah.
and I feel like I'm playing a lot. Which is
what are your hours? We gotta get an hour count. I forgot what we
I'm over 200.
Nah.
I'm pretty we're over I think
Nah way.
I don't
maybe
I
it's
don't
the
know.
Wrong game. Maybe the other Call of
200.
Duty.
200? What is that, like
8 days or something?
Eight
like that?
Days?
We're over 200.
Yeah, 8 days.
We're well
eight
over
entire two. Days of playing? I don't think so. We're playing a shit ton, that's for sure.
How
dude,
many?
On double XP weekends and stuff, it's insane how much we're
it's
playing.
It's been out for a month. A little over a month.
Okay.
5 weeks, 6 weeks maybe.
What if I can check?
I really hope they don't pull Stakeout again. Stakeout 24/7.
I'm ready for some new maps that aren't cheeks, I'll be honest.
All right, here, hold on.
How many times are we going to play Warhead, Gala, Heirloom, and Stakeout? Doesn't that shit get old?
Well, I don't mind playing those maps like for Team Deathmatch, Kill Order, Kill Confirm, shit like that, but to me, like where the game actually should be fun or what I'm looking forward to is because I want to do the camo grind, right? I want to get the camos. I want to complete all the challenges and all that bullshit. But once...
I don't know if that's true, though.
Once you've already unlocked all the camos, then like I just want to play game modes that are fun, whether it's like ranked or like hardpoint or like stuff like that, and like actually have competitive classes and then like actually learn the maps better, learn the routes, like...
I want to like, do competitive with ranked and stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Rank's not that hard. It gives you all the guns, all the attachments. You just build your class.
Yeah.
That's not the part I'm worried about. I'm worried about the sweats.
It's not that sweaty.
Well, like, in your first lobby,
it's
not
going to
be bad.
I don't know how high ranked you are, though.
Bronze.
All right.
Where you start.
Dude, it's easy, bro.
Like, it's bronze where you start.
Dude, it's easy, bro. We just play bots.
Like, have you ever gotten your shit kicked in playing Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Those guys are playing ranked.
It's on normal maps without ranked. But I mean, like, because it's four players. We have a squad of four. We'll be fine. We know how to communicate. We know how
Who's the fourth? Dude, you know this guy's got to be Junior, right?
That's Max. We got to get Max.
Dude, I don't know. Is it Junior? Junior fries, dude.
I never see him on anymore.
He's on.
He fries.
If he's not
bro.
Jumping off the map, he's pretty good.
He fries.
Hey, look at this. Trick shot. FaZe Clan.
I saw somebody do that in one of my lobbies today. Just dove off the side.
I dove off when I wasn't getting my concussion grenade kill so I can get more concussion. I'm fucking pissed off. I'll throw my two concussion grenades and then click start to see if I got it. Nope. Jump off the map. Start over.
All right. I want to ask you guys a question.
Let's hear it.
What's like, I guess, exotic meat that you guys have had? Like, what kind of animals have you eaten?
Well, there was this one gentleman in Nashville.
You fat cack. What's the most exotic meat I've had?
Yeah.
I don't really have a good answer for you.
I actually, I do have an interesting answer. I had a horse meat in Japan.
Whoa.
Horse sashimi.
No way. Sashimi?
Yeah.
How was it?
It kind of tastes like beef tongue, if you ever had like beef tongue before.
Lengua?
It's, no, not lengua. The beef tongue, like, it's... How do I say? It's just kind of tough. That's what it is. That's all.
I thought lengua was beef tongue. I think it is.
I think lengua is like Mexican beef tongue or something like that.
Okay. Those Mexican cows' tongues taste way different than other
cows.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I mean, other countries, obviously Asian countries, do eat horses. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's weird, like...
We don't eat them here.
There's a restaurant in San Diego... Where you can get like kangaroo and all this other random ass shit.
Is that legal?
I don't fucking know.
Where do we
know.
Have kangaroos to kill?
San Diego Zoo?
I don't think they just like off them at the zoo. Yeah. I just picture like a Family Guy episode. Like, I don't know.
Alligator? That's like the South kind of thing.
Fried gator.
Gator. Yeah.
Got some gator.
I would like to try some more.
Or frog legs and shit.
I know in like China they do like, shark fin soup.
Oh,
it's like a flex.
Interesting.
I don't know how good it is.
How's the mercury levels?
Well, like, I would like to try animals that are like probably actually tasty, like not just like random animals. I don't know what would be like a good example.
You guys had duck?
Yeah.
How does duck taste?
Duck is very similar to chicken, but duck is like kind of fattier, if that makes sense. So duck could be really good.
What about duck sausage?
I duck sausage. Never, I don't know, but
when you duck down and get some.
Actually,
trying to get ducked down.
It didn't work.
I'm pretty certain that I've only
duck sausage.
I've only ever ate at like a Michelin starred restaurant like once or twice, and
this dude's dying.
Dude, this guy duck sausage. Is that what you're on? Right
yeah,
now?
And I said duck down and get some.
Duck down and get some
dick sausage.
No, but Rob, what I was going to tell you is that I ate at this Michelin star restaurant. And it's actually inside South Coast Plaza. It's called Knife Pleat. Whoa. And one of the courses was a duck dish.
Hmm.
And it was like, it was, I like, look, I don't love duck, but I could tell that this was the best prepared duck that I will probably ever have. Like, they get the skin crispy. It's like perfectly cooked.
What does it taste like? Like chicken?
Like, yeah, like chicken. It's like fatty chicken, kind of.
Interesting.
I would like to try horse now that we're talking about it.
Yeah. You could have tried it in Japan. You were just there not too long ago.
Or like gorilla. Do people eat gorillas?
Harambe.
Harambe.
I mean, all right. Do we cremate them or do we eat them? It's like,
yeah, horses. What about like a rant? Like, what about a bear?
Would I eat? I would try it. There's no way. Do people eat bears?
I don't know. I've never heard of anybody eating a bear, but I just thought, I was like thinking of an animal. I was like, bears eat like fish and like, and I was like,
they have a lot of fat.
Like, yeah, like they have like they're fat but and muscular. I was like, that probably it's probably good. Like a pretty healthy animal. Like, they're active. Like, I was like, I bet you bear tastes pretty fucking good.
I mean, yeah, people in, you know, Native Americans were hunting bisons and buffaloes and shit. That's fucking dangerous too. Yeah. So yeah, let's see if we can eat bears. Bear meat.
Bear meat.
Safe to eat. It is illegal to buy and sell bear meat in the U.S. It seems like an Alaska kind of thing, if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
Or like Alaskan, I forgot what they're called, indigenous Alaskan people. They eat like seals and polar bears and shit.
Yeah, right. Like fatty, like ice animals. Yeah, I'm sure like whale is like super popular in Japan too, right. I think, right?
So I was wrong. They don't have kangaroo meat there. They have camel, wild boar.
I'll try that, yeah.
Duck, alligator, ostrich, buffalo, elk, venison, water buffalo.
That's a lot. That's a lot of variety.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a lot of variety.
And then Santanor. I don't know what that, or lamb, I guess. That's like some of the menu.
Which one are you looking at? Santorini?
Yeah, Santorini.
It's a city in Greece. So beef and lamb, tzatziki. Ostrich, alligator, duck, wild boar, camel, venison, water buffalo, fat cock.
Oh, fat cock?
Let me get it! Have you had the
cream of some young guy?
No, the egg where it's like the hatch.
Balut.
Yeah.
Balut, no.
I don't know if I could do it.
I've seen, dude, Mia's family, they fucking love that shit.
Oh.
And I can't
I don't know if
do
mentally
it.
I could put that in my mouth.
They love it.
You put
it,
a lot
dude.
Of words in your mouth.
You put just about everything in your mouth except balut.
You suck a dick, but you won't eat that shit.
Spamming that button.
Saw somewhere, it was like, you'll eat a stranger's ass, but you won't eat the brown part of a banana.
Yeah. Damn straight, I'm not going to do that shit.
That's disgusting. How dare you? All right, what's the next meat you're going to eat? Cock meat sandwich?
I was about to say, what's like the one animal on there that you're trying? I know mine for sure.
On that list?
Yeah.
I want to see the list again.
All right, hold on. Let me look it up here.
What's the restaurant called? The menu looked like shit.
Oh, no, it's in North Park.
The menu looked... Oh, camel is probably on my... is what I want to eat.
Camel?
Yeah.
I gotta see.
Gator. That seems like something I'd eat in Florida. Gator. Ostrich seems... I feel like they shouldn't be eaten. I don't know why. Buffalo.
I'm trying the elk.
Not that rare, I guess, but yeah. You haven't listened to a lot of Joe Rogan, huh? A
little bit.
So this
give
is
me some of that elk and the Athletic Greens. Crazy Burger. Let me see the menu.
Oh, they do. It's all burgers?
Sure. I don't know.
Oh.
Never been.
Never been.
I got the menu sent to me.
Wild boar, water buffalo, venison. Camel's crazy.
You know,
dude, a 6 ounce camel burger is only $13.50.
You know what I'm having from there?
It's not even that expensive.
I'll have a normal burger.
Mia sent me a meme. It's like a Reddit post. And the title of the Reddit post is, I took my wife golfing and she accused me of having an affair. And then in the discussion it says, she said I can't possibly send so much time and money on a sport and be as terrible as I am.
Yeah. I saw this meme and it was like, or no, it was a Reddit post. I follow golf on Reddit. And someone posted like, how do I tell my boyfriend he's bad at golf? And the first comment's like, he knows he's bad. He knows he's bad. Don't worry about it. You don't have to tell him. No one's delusional about how good, because the score don't lie. I mean.
No. Do you think that we have a warped opinion about what good golf looks like because of pro golf? Because, like, what, when you think of a good golfer, what score do you think? Or is it by score? Is it by eight?
You're like, probably in the 70s.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, again, how many people realistically break 90? I don't think most do.
Yeah, I mean, pretty tough. But, yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. If you shot anything in the 70s, I would think that you're, like, a great golfer.
I think that means you can probably pretty consistently shoot in the 70s, which means you're a good golfer, in my opinion. Low 80s, 70s, I think you're solid.
Yeah.
Well above average.
Yeah.
I think we got to wrap it.
All right, let's wrap it. Episode 82 of the Bump and Run Boys podcast. Thank y'all for listening. We will see y'all next week. This is Blake.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
Peace.
Peace.